Zakte helige Mishnah weiter mit sagt es meistens Perikay Mishnah Aleph ha ikirshe salami tach shalai ve not ale tach shalai. He took out young trees that already have pears on them. He took it out of an area in his own field and replanted it someplace else in his own field. Why would he do that? And the answer is, first they were planted tightly together, too close to each other. When they get bigger, he wants to put them into a different place, replant it where it can grow and spread out more, get thicker and wider. So the din is, he has the green light. Potter, he's potter to take off maestros before he replants them, because it was not nigmar malachdam and he's not mechuyev in maestros. This will be true, even if it was ro pnei habayis, says the batanur. Vaitrezakt the Mishnah. Lokach b'mechu b'lekark, if a person purchased pears and they were still connected to the ground, potter, he is potter to take off maestros, he can continue to eat achilas aroi. Wait a second, didn't we say that a sale is one of the six things that's mechayev you in maestros? And the answer is, not if you buy them when they're connected to the ground. That's only if you buy them after they are detached. Of course, there are shitas that even a regular sale is only after it's nigmaru malachtoi. The Mefarshim point out of here, there are various different reasons to understand that our Mishnah goes according to the shita of Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds, if you sell it, it's even by something that's loy nigmaru malachtoi. But that's only if it's detached, not if it's connected to the ground. You sell something that's connected to the ground, it's not koveyit l'maisers. You can still continue eating your achilas. Aroi. Vaitra says the Mishnah, look at if we took young trees that have pears on them from his own field. The shloyach lechaverius kavana was to send them to his friend as a gift, that he should plant it in his field, it should continue to grow in his field. Potter, the one who receives the gift, does not have to take off maestros before he plants them. It was not nigmar malachta. And a gift is not kovei lemaestros. Rebbe Lozav and Azariah says, it depends. Im yesh kiyotzebem nimkarim b'shuk. This young tree with the pears on it, you want to replant. Stop. Take a look in the marketplace. If they're selling this, the same thing, Hari Elu Chayavim, then they're Mechuyev in Maestros before you replant it. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds, the Halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says about Tanura, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that if what you have at the stage that it's in, if this is sold in the marketplace at that point, it's considered Nigmru Malachta, even though your plan is to still replant it. So chazing over our Mishnah, if you take out young trees and you plant it someplace else in your own field, so it can grow better over there, it's potter and maestros at this point, and you are allowed to replant it, because if it was tevel, you would not be allowed to replant it. If you buy pears that are mechubel karka, it's still potter and maestros, because mekach is only koveya le maestros after it's detached. If I take out the young tree, and I want to send it to my friend, he should replant it, I give it to him as a gift, he's potter. He can eat a chilas aroi from it. He can replant it. It's not considered full tavel. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has a chumrah that if this type of a tree at this stage is being sold in the marketplace, then it's considered nigmar malachtam, but we do not paskin that way.